Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Tune in to Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and practitioner who's helped thousands transform their lives. Part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff will lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Welcome to the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff show. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. Heard live every first Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, just go to dreamvision7radio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our topic this evening is Heart Living, Your Backstage Pass to Life. My intention for our show this evening is really exactly that, to help you take a peek behind the scenes of life. I really like to think of it as a pass to go backstage and to take a closer look at what we often refer to as this play called life, you know, to take a look at how it works. So throughout the evening, I'm going to share principles and suggestions in a hope to empower you to create a life that has greater meaning and, in turn, to create a more meaningful life performance. So just to get started, you might be wondering why I use the analogy of our lives as a play. But for the past 20 or so years as a life coach, I have worked with thousands of people and certainly listened to thousands of people's stories. And I've always felt it's an honor to do that. But what I have realized is that each of us creates a story, or you could say a version, of what is going on in our lives. And probably my greatest challenge as a coach is to help each person understand that they are the main character in their own creation. So, you know, you're the main character and you're also the director of your drama. It's not as though someone else wrote your drama. Because if you do hold that idea, then you would not feel very empowered. And especially in coaching, I go on to explain that while you are partnered with other cast members to share your life's lessons, you didn't come in just to try out for a part in somebody else's play as your primary role. So again, most important to recognize that each of us is the main character of our own play. And also, again, that you create your own script. Because if you stop and think about how we know that we create our lives, we know that through our thoughts and behaviors and, I guess you could say, just the way that we show up in the world, we are, in fact, creating our own script. And we're also, again, playing this significant supporting role in the dramas of others, but that's not our, you know, our main reason we're here. It's really to, with our own thoughts and behaviors, to show up in the world in a more powerful way. So my experience is that you're always going to be partnered with the right people, or I guess we should say the cast members, that you need to be with for each of you, not just them, but each of us, to learn the life's lessons. And if you imagine, again, that your life is like a play or a drama, then you would also know that there will be core scenes in which you grow, right, and achieve success, as well as scenes that will involve some tragedy and difficulties and even comic relief. It really is just the way of life. And ultimately, each of us is going to serve as both teacher and student in each other's lives. And I feel like those are roles that we often even play simultaneously. So in a play by Shakespeare, As You Like It, it is said, and I'll quote you this this statement, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances." So again, even as Shakespeare is suggesting in his quote from As You Like It, life is a stage. And the moment that you were born, you became cast as the main character on that stage. So the other thing is that many times people feel as though they don't have ability or potential, but really each of us, as I like to think of it, was born with pure potential and possibility. And we didn't know this in the beginning, you know, especially depending on our upbringing and our nurturing. But we didn't know this in the beginning, but along the way, if you grow in awareness, which you're doing as you listen to the show today, but if you grow in awareness, you really begin to learn that you can influence the outcome of your life. That, you know, it's not as though your life is happening to you, or hopefully you're not living it in that way, that life is you know, something you participate in by default, but rather that you're designing your life. And you also learn that if you figure out what is going on backstage, and that's why I like that idea of your backstage path to life, if you can figure out what's going on backstage in your consciousness, so in other words, you understand why you're doing what you're doing and why you're saying what you're saying and so on, you can create a much more positive outcome. But here's the catch. Most of us are largely unaware of what is happening behind the scenes in our lives, or we're unaware of what's going on in the thoughts that we hold that help create our lives. So it's almost as though we get up in the morning, the alarm goes off, and we begin doing something, whatever the something is, you know, showering, getting things ready, going into work, so that we can have some kind of a result, which I call we do so we can have, rather than to incorporate a kind of consciousness that would say, how do I want to be? And if I can hold an intention about how I want to be, that state of being could then affect or influence my state of doing, which might even change my results. So, you know, if we go backstage in our consciousness, we can find some unhelpful beliefs and behavioral patterns also. So not just that we don't hold consciousness, but often our consciousness itself may be, you know, ridden with unhelpful beliefs and behavioral patterns that would be similar, really, to having outdated props in our day-to-day life on stage. That's just another way to think about it. So as we look at our drama, and then we look at our stage, okay, and our consciousness, we can realize that we are writing this script, which is going to involve a lifetime of scenes. You know, there are some cultures that believe that every night you go to sleep and you awaken the next morning, it's a rebirth. And it's just an interesting way to view life. But we do have this lifetime of scenes. And we can realize that each day then offers us a new opportunity. And every day we can ask ourselves, you know, what's the storyline of my drama today? And I certainly don't mean drama in any negative way, but more like, what's the storyline of my day? How do I want to hold conscious intent today? You might be familiar with the famous author Gary Zukav, spelled Z-U-K-A-V, and he wrote Seat of the Soul. And basically, in his work, as well as in many metaphysicians who have written books and so forth, he says every day you should wake up and say, how do I wish to learn love today? Because in his understanding, every single one of us came in to learn love in this particular lifetime. So, you know, again, how do I wish to learn love today? And allow that thought, that concept, that intention influence our life that day. But overall, you know, we have to ask ourselves, what did we come in to do as the main character in our lives? And I frequently tell in my classes and in my coaching, I'll tell people that, you know, my personal belief is that we did not really come in to be another Lincoln or Gandhi. I mean, if we come in and we are another Mother Teresa or Gandhi, that's fantastic. That's amazing. But what we did come in to do was to become the best version of ourselves. So it really isn't about comparing yourself to another person or trying to aspire to be a certain way, but rather figure out what your talents and abilities are, what your needs and what your desires are, and where those three intersect. Again, the talents and abilities, desires and needs, where they intersect, generally speaking, that is the best version of a person. So what's the best version of you? So the way, again, to create this best version of you is to every day get back on stage, and I would say to view it as you have a new chance, okay? So you have a new chance to respond differently today. And through greater insight, to live more fully. So you don't have to drag your past or your history along with you. And so often I find, you know, people get concerned. And I remember one person saying, you know, can you fail at life? One of my clients saying that. And I said, no, I really don't think you can fail at life. It's not like that at all. Instead, change your consciousness now. Hold a different intention. Move forward from right here at this exact moment. But what's important to remember is that in your getting back on stage each day, this new chance to respond differently, it's also really helpful to recognize that all the cast members, you know, in your cast, on your stage, that are interacting with you, whether it's work or home or friendships or whatever it is, your cast members are people seeking to learn just like yourself. And that's really helpful to learn. For me, it allows me to have compassion for other people and to know that people are helping me learn my lessons. So, you know, what happens most of the time is that many people, instead of becoming the best version of themselves, they find that their life just reflects, I guess you could say, an exhausting effort to repeat the same events and lessons every day. And certainly the same events and sometimes the same lessons, but, you know, again, every day. So without holding a larger consciousness, and I call a larger consciousness a greater understanding. You know, if I'm holding a greater understanding about that day or my life, for me, that's like having a witness perspective, being able to get out of that little the little minutia of how I'm holding my life at that moment, but look above myself and look down on my situation. So again, if you don't have a larger consciousness or understanding, then you would just simply get up and be and do the same thing day after day, whether it was working for you or not. So there's something to be said, again, for going backstage, figuring out your belief system, taking a look at what's working and not working, and figuring out what to let go of, what to hold on to. And sometimes, you know, we can see life as an effort just to maintain safety and security. Now, that's another possibility. Oftentimes, people do that. They just want to maintain safety and security. So, you know, they stay in jobs that they don't want to be in, or they stay in relationships that they don't want to be in, or that really aren't loving relationships, let's say. And we try to make the right choices, but again, in an effort to control the outcome of our days. You know, if you're trying to just maintain safety and security, often it's an effort to control the outcome of your safety and security. But really, ultimately, I have found through working with so many people and even in my own life that control really is just an illusion, because we're never really in control. You know, somebody can leave you. Your job can end. So it's better to have a fuller view of the whole picture of your life, what's working, not working. So, you know, we know we're never really in control of anything. And I have found that no matter how hard people may work at it or how many measures they put in place in regard to safety and security or how many times they second guess what could happen, that they still can't control what's happening in their world. So in our show this evening, I thought it would be helpful to apply some heart living principles with this concept and to look at the typical person in the world and what could be going on in that person's drama. And then I'll share a few examples, including one, you know, from my own life. But this is where the first heart living principle comes in that I like to teach. And that is, in keeping with everything we've said so far, as the main character on stage in our own life play, each of us is really on a quest for wholeness. And that's helpful to remember, that each of us is on a quest in this lifetime for wholeness. And you may have certainly heard or be familiar with the concept of the hero's journey. And you could Google the hero's journey and see much about it. But the concept is that each of us is a hero on a journey in a quest for wholeness. So no matter who we are as individuals, each of us came into this world, you know, whether it's you, your sister, brother, neighbor, enemy, friend, doesn't matter. Each of us came into this world with a given set of circumstances. You know, perhaps we were parented well, or maybe not parented well. But no matter the family circumstances, each of us, generally speaking, will move into adulthood, okay, all the same. So whether you got what you needed, you didn't get what you needed, whatever it is, we're all going to move into adulthood. And while there are different opportunities that each of us might have, different cultures, different stories, you know, different lessons, each of us, no matter the differences that we may encounter or note between each other, each of us is similar in a certain way. And again, because, go back to the idea that each of us is on a quest for wholeness. Now, at our core, you know, the core self, it's believed that each of us wants to feel complete and certainly to recognize our own worth. And that's really what that quest for wholeness is about. It's an attempt and a desire to feel complete, to feel good about ourselves, to have made some kind of contribution, and also to recognize our own worth. So really deep down, you could say each of us wants to know that we matter in some way. And of course we do. Each of us matters. And unfortunately, often we engage and get stuck in these daily stories or dramas. And the daily drama ends up being full of issues, you know, fears of various natures, vulnerabilities and all of that. And worse yet, we sometimes project our own fears onto others, whether they are other people in our family or other people, you know, in our, like I said, workplace or community and so forth. So we do this, or we just allow others to project their fears onto us. So there's a lot going on. It's very complex, but we're nonetheless on a quest for wholeness. Another thing that gets us often and causes issues for us in this daily drama is that we may have been taught or we may have decided at some point along the way just to deny our emotions. So I've had clients before deny their emotions because they're afraid. You know, maybe they're afraid their partner's going to leave them, or they're going to, a job's going to end, and they'll just deny any emotions that are coming up. And they often will do work that doesn't inspire them because it just, again, keeps them feeling secure, or they don't really know how to get out of the situation. And unfortunately, we can become and do become limited by our own ideas and our own assumptions. You could say our own personal biases. So again, given the analogy of being on stage, I guess the question is really, how do we free ourselves of what could be termed this poor acting, right? I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's a poor acting. So how could we free ourselves, or how might we free ourselves? That's really an important question. So I believe that our freedom really lies in going backstage, again, into our consciousness, and in challenging the thought that these stories that we're living out are pre-recorded, you know? Because if you think of it that way, if you think they're pre-recorded, it's almost as though I have no choice but to act the way I'm doing or to respond the way I'm responding. But actually, we're creating these stories all the time, so they're not pre-recorded. You know, we're not predestined to do a certain thing. Instead, we have to have the courage to raise our consciousness. And when we do, we rewrite our stories or our scripts. And what I say is that in that way, we just wake up. You know, we come to some different awareness that creates a different life. But most of all, we have to understand that we can become free by bringing new and better thoughts and better experiences into our lives. So I remember once having a client who told me what she found most helpful in our coaching session was that I helped her to reframe her life. So I want to talk just a second about that, because at any given time, if we're talking about rewriting your script, you can also reframe what's going on. You can say, well, you know, maybe it isn't like I think it is, or maybe it isn't exactly like I'm holding it to be. So seek the help of someone who can help you to reframe it, or just allow yourself to get out of any limited thinking, because frequently we keep ourselves in a little box of thought when, you know, we could easily reframe and in turn rewrite our script. And in essence, then we would be able to be in a play that would be more dynamic and more fitting to our own contribution. But at any rate, I firmly believe that with greater understanding, we can make a difference in the quality of our own life and also in the quality in the world at large. You know, there's a quote by Mark Twain that I've always loved, and he says, "I've lived a long life, and I've had many troubles, most of which never really happened." You know, how true is that? What he's really saying is that we are, in fact, making it up most of the time. And, you know, our fears, we've had all these troubles that didn't even occur. And you know how that is for yourself, probably true. So we decide how we think the world is. We create a whole list of judgments about it, and a list of judgments also about ourselves, our own power, our own capacities and abilities. And some of those judgments we may have acquired from the beliefs of our parents and caregivers while we were growing up, but also we get them through our education or, just through our own nature and the way that we respond to life. And these items on our list about ourselves can really feel very real, but as I mentioned before, we don't always check out the validity of them. And in that way also, how do we know that they are in fact true? So ultimately in our story, we've got all these assumptions and attachments, and all of this contributes to the confusion that we frequently experience in our lives. So if we go backstage to where our beliefs are formed, we can apply the second heart living principle that I wanted to share this evening, and that is that our beliefs create who we are on stage. You know, it's the who we are, how we're responding to life, the kind of be, do, and have, what we're creating. All of that is based upon beliefs that we're holding to be true. So we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back from the break, I look forward to working with you on that. But it is time for a break. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM, WMEX, Boston. And we will be back for further tips on how this play called Life works. To call in during the second half of the show, the local number 617-237-1234 or toll free 866-338-9663. Thank you for listening.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart. Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for maximum success, the Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, host of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, and our topic is Heart Living, Your Backstage Pass to Life. You can call in during our show by calling the local number, 617-237-1234, or toll-free, 866-338-9663. So earlier in our show, we talked about the backstage pass to life, meaning that we take a look backstage to figure out how we can produce a better outcome in our life play. And I had been speaking about lists of judgments about ourselves and others that we often hold on to, and how many times we acquire some of those judgments and limitations from the beliefs of our parents and caregivers while growing up, or just our own nature, you know, our educational experiences and so on. At any rate, the items on our list will feel, though, very real, even though we may not know if they're true, and we make a lot of assumptions and attachments and all of that. So we had said, then, our beliefs are creating who we are on stage, so we've got to take a look at our beliefs. Now, basically, as we go through life, our family and cultural conditioning is what typically does create our beliefs. But the deal is that any beliefs that we hold to be true become our belief system. And this is very important because most of the time people think, well, you know, I heard this, that, or the other, but you might have heard it, but do you hold it to be true? Because your belief system is really based on what you hold to be true. And it's our beliefs that also create our prominent thoughts, you know, which of course contribute to our actions and the results that we end up encountering, all of which is our based on our belief system. So just understanding how this journey of life works is very helpful to become a more empowered actor or actress. Okay, so it's not hard to understand that the thoughts and beliefs are really what are termed in metaphysics the basic elements of creation. And our individual beliefs are what, again, hold us back. So, of course, then we should take a look at those beliefs, change beliefs that aren't helpful to us, and in turn create and attract new and better experiences based on new and important or true in a positive way to our life circumstances beliefs, okay? So we have to think, how might we change the old beliefs so that they are, in fact, better and more supportive of our lives? Okay, so we have empowering as well as limiting beliefs in general, and the important thing is to take a look at those limiting beliefs. Now, how do you know what your strongest beliefs are? Because honestly, your strongest beliefs are going to always play out in your life experiences. So just to work with that for a moment, it is believed that those thoughts that begin with I am, okay, those thoughts that begin with I am are your strongest thoughts. And also your most limiting or empowering thoughts, because they relate directly to your sense of self. You know, I am worthy. I am smart. I am worthless. I am incompetent. Depending upon what follows that I am has much to do with whether or not you are empowering or limiting yourself. And I also really like to think of our thoughts as radio waves. And if you could tune your radio dial as you do, into the station that you're listening to, of course, if you tune into that station, you pick up that station. Well, if you tune your life into a thought form or a belief statement like I am incompetent, then you're going to pick up signals for that station. It's almost as though your statements want to prove themselves. They want to validate themselves. They want to know, is this true or not? And so they'll attract circumstances to you to determine it. But these thoughts in general also create what I term our self-talk. You know, we engage in self-talk all the time throughout the day. And you can think of it as the words we say to ourselves in our heads. And, believe it or not, yes, we all do it, and I'm sure you know that you do it. But we frequently don't think about what we're saying to ourselves as though there is this inner monologue going on. And I have actually asked clients to pay attention, even just for a couple of hours on a given day, just to kind of watch what you're saying to yourself. And they have been amazed at what they've heard, sometimes things that aren't helpful to them at all. But at any rate, it's kind of like having an internal radio station. So if you're saying to yourself, or let's just say you're simply feeling the thought, I am stupid, you can think of it like these words are going to float around your head like the words around a cartoon character. Or you can think of them as though they're magnetic thoughts. You know, it's another way I like to see it. And they're trying to find out again if they're true or not. And if you take it a step further, you can say, what are they likely to attract? And of course, those experiences that are going to prove them right. So the benefit, if you want to think of it that way, of holding positive beliefs, of holding positive thoughts, is that this would more likely attract positive experiences to you. Okay, so now, while we're backstage, it's helpful also to evaluate what these strongest thoughts are, because, again, they have most likely become part of your deepest belief system. So here's where I want to use an example from my own life. If I look at my own life play, I would have to say that I spent the earliest part of my life into my 20s without really having much awareness that I was contributing to its creation. And I think most of us do that. I was just moving along with life, adapting to circumstances, getting through school. I acquired a job, trying really to acclimate to the outer world, trying to be independent and so on. But for the most part, I was a shy, typical kind of peacekeeper of sorts. I had a need to get along with people. I did not like conflict, pretty much an introvert and definitely not comfortable with conflict. But what do you think I attracted to myself? Well, if you've guessed it, people, difficult scenes, and cast members who tend to thrive on conflict, you would be correct. That is what I tended to attract to myself. And you see, I look back on this now and realize how very natural this was, because I had to have these challenging experiences in order to get out of my comfort zone. You know, how else was I going to advance my understanding of life if everything was going along in my life just very peacefully? So whatever you're going through, wherever you are in your life play, just know that everything and everyone you encounter gives you an opportunity to learn or to work through an issue or let go of some kind of fear, maybe master a lesson. But all of it, all of the learning is contributing really to the depth of your ultimate life experience. And I also realized that everything that I thought I was not, or at least wasn't comfortable with, during certain points in my life came to me in the form of people and experiences that I had to embrace, and I had to learn life's lessons through them. Because most important, I had to take on difficult roles in order to learn really my biggest life lessons. And I believe we all do just that. But as I progressed in my life drama, I became aware of a larger understanding of my life and of the process of life itself. And I learned a few lessons, and I began to trust what I was learning. So I want to share just a few overall lessons that all of us, I think, need to understand. So lesson one, in general, everything that is happening in your life is happening for a reason. And you may not know the larger reason at the time, but it would be very helpful to relax and trust life's process. Because it's when we don't relax, when we resist, that we encounter the most loss of energy and also spirit. So again, relax and trust life's process. And this doesn't mean that you're not participating in your story or that your life's predestined in some way. I really don't mean that at all. Instead, your involvement, if you relax and trust, your involvement doesn't include having to micromanage everything out of fear and worry. And then another lesson I learned is that you really have to trust the process of life itself and know that everything is not only happening for a reason, but there is a process. You see, we create this story with every breath we take, every thought we, you know, have. And our life is a process. And some moments are going to be painful, but some are going to be glorious, and some are going to be empty, and some are going to be full. But every single moment contributes to our life story. And one thing is for sure, your life dance, and that's the way I like to call it, involves two energies, two sort of behaviors, actions, whatever. They are directing and allowing, okay? And they sound quite different, and they are, but directing and allowing, that's the dance we do. So whether your life lessons are about power or control or forgiveness or just, you know, understanding, each of us is going to do a life dance of directing and allowing. And at certain times, we're going to need to direct what's going on, you know, take a risk, apply for a job, make an important decision. But at another time, we're going to need to allow, sit back, relax, surrender, you know, and wait for what comes. Okay, it is time for another break. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM, WMEX Boston. We will be back soon for further tips on how this play called Life Works. To call in during the last part of the show, local number 617-237-1234 or toll-free 866-338-9663. Thank you for listening.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, International Life Coach and Energy Medicine Practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, host of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Our topic is Heart Living, Your Backstage Pass to Life. Now, earlier we discussed directing and allowing in life and how these are two behaviors, two energies or actions that are going to be necessary throughout your lifetime. And if you like to be in control of your life, you may have a tendency to be more directing, and in some cases to over-direct things. And unfortunately, too much directing could cause you to miss natural opportunities that might have presented themselves. But of course, by the same token, if you don't direct or create your life with purpose, you tend to hang back, let's say, and take what comes your way as though you don't have any control at all or any opportunity or choice, then your life may feel directionless or even unpredictable. So we're looking for a balance, and it's a balance between these two actions of directing and allowing, and there must also be a balance within them. Now, times will occur when you need to direct more or allow more, and as you perform this dance, you'll figure out what works for you, as I'm sure you have done already. But, for example, if you worry a lot, and very often I have clients who come to me and spend a lot of time, they tell me, worrying. Well, too much worrying can result in too much directing. But not being conscious of a situation at all might not be helpful, because then, you know, you're in denial, let's say, or you don't direct enough. So to check on this, I have come up with questions that I think are helpful to ask yourself, and you might want to think about doing this for yourself. As far as directing is concerned, you could say to yourself, you know, how much time do I spend trying to control things that I really have no control over? And ultimately, I think we know what those things would be, but, you know, how much time do you spend trying to control things that you really have no control over? Or how motivated are you in taking action and improving your life? But also, how often do you stress out and resist going with the flow? So, you know, again, you got to find that balance. Now, as far as allowing is concerned, a few questions there would be, how much do you trust in the process of life itself? Remember the lessons of, you know, things are happening the way they need to happen in divine order and timing and so on. So how much do you trust in the process of life itself? Do you actually expect good things to come to you? Einstein's quote is, you know, if you view the world to be a friendly or an unfriendly place, it changes everything. So do you expect good things to come to you? Do you view the world to be a friendly place? Do you trust that you will be able to handle whatever life presents or, no matter the circumstances, do you feel like you're going to be able to handle whatever happens? That would be very important in terms of allowing. But at any rate, these are just questions for thought, and I really do recommend that you use them to evaluate what's going on in your life right now. So, having listened to so many life stories over the years, personally, my own conclusion is that our world is not as problematic as our point of view is. And if we could all become more mindful, aware of a bigger picture, intentioned, and so forth, I think our own personal worlds would be less problematic, and in turn, our greater world. We would see our lives in a new way, you know, and you can do this by changing your point of view, being open to new possibilities, and all of this could help improve the quality of your life dramatically. So, check out the validity of your perceptions, you know, and if you can't check out the validity of your perceptions, then don't give in to worrying as just a routine behavior that you've always done, right? And, you know, when you were growing up, I think each of us, when we were growing up, created very important overall perceptions about life, you know, life concepts such as money, what does money mean to you, success, power, safety, all of that, even love, you know, we have perceptions about that. So what we should do, no matter what our age is go back in, look at our ideas and beliefs, explore, understand, and just challenge ourselves to let go of those beliefs that are not helpful to the greater picture of our life. Another way I like to stay in classes is I invite people to do an archaeological dig into their belief system and then to say, you know, what beliefs do you think really help you and don't help you? What contributes to a positive life versus what would contribute to a negative life? Because you can let unhelpful beliefs go, just like you would decide to unclutter a physical setting, like, you know, a room or a house. You can unclutter your belief system that way. But the most important thing, really, is to gain awareness, new knowledge, and from that, you begin to change your thoughts and, again, in turn, any beliefs. So principle three that I want to share in this analogy of the life as a play is, and it fits this perfectly, is at key moments you have to look down on your life seen from the balcony, you know, and that's my gain a higher view or what I call in coaching, get a witness perspective on things. And if you're open to a larger understanding and you're willing to evaluate the mask that you're wearing in that scene, because we really do create adaptive masks throughout our lifetime. So, you know, check out the mask you're wearing and assess where you are, who you have become, what beliefs got you there, and most of all, who's on that stage with you. Because once you start to do that, you can change things up. You can create a new scene on stage that reflects probably better the life that you wish to live. So remember earlier I suggested that you'll always be partnered with the cast members you need to be with for each of you to learn life's lessons. I wanted to give you just a few examples so you could be thinking about your cast members and what you might be in to learn with them. If you came into this world, let's say, to learn forgiveness, and maybe it's your first act in your drama, then surely you will have to have someone to forgive. So somebody on that life stage with you, some partner, you know, some other cast member is probably someone that you have to forgive, or how else could you learn forgiveness? Or let's say you came in to learn how not to give away your power. You've been powerless in other lifetimes, or you've been powerless early on in your life. So you came in to learn not to give away your power. Well, again, you've got to have a cast member who may try to take it from you. Doesn't that make sense? And if you came in to learn how to be more independent, then you might find yourself in a situation where suddenly you're all alone. Perhaps someone has left you, and now you've got to depend upon yourself. And if you're here to learn to trust, you know, what if you're here to learn to trust? Well, you probably are going to have to take a risk that's going to require that you trust the process of life. So you see, all these life challenges are here for each of us to overcome, to learn, and just in general to improve ourselves. So, you know, sometimes I have clients who will say to me, I have such a tremendous regret about my life. I always feel so sad when I hear that, but it does happen. Absolutely, it does. They wish they had done something differently. And I remember one person more recently saying to me, she really just doesn't see how she could course correct, if you want to call it that at this point. But what I told her is that every day is a sacred dot on the map of her entire life, and every new day is a new scene that affords a new opportunity. So, you know, what she's doing now is she's waking up every day, getting back on stage, knowing that she has a new chance to respond differently this time, to create a new outcome. And there are three magic words that I teach all of my clients, but especially she and I have been using, and that is up until now. So whenever she says, but I never, or I did this, I say up until now. You know, so let it go. That was then. Now is now. Because now it's different. It's all about, remember, your perceptions, your choice, and your action. And it's also very important to remember, again, that the cast members, whether they're family, friends, colleagues, even seeming enemies, really, they're all people just like you, seeking to learn in their own life plays. So we're participating in each other's material. And when we do that, we begin to realize that we all came in to understand what it means to be human. I teach in Japan, and in Japan they say that every incarnation, believing in the concept of reincarnation, that every incarnation is an opportunity to learn the human condition. And each time we come in, perhaps in a different culture, different economic status, and so forth, but it's all to learn the human condition. And of course, the human condition is all about issues of power, wisdom, and compassion. As I mentioned earlier with Gary Zukav's Seat of the Soul, how do you wish to learn love today? You know, this is what we're here to do. And in this way, also, think of your life like a tapestry that may at certain times feel like it's got knotted yarn and loose threads and, you know, all of that. But at the end of our lives, when we turn it over, we're going to witness a picture that is perfectly what it needed to be, absolutely perfectly what it needed to be. So whatever's going on, remember that you can rewrite your life script and contracts at any time, turning negative beliefs into positive ones, and let go of those assumptions and attachments that you might have created or continue to create that really don't serve you, that limit you instead. Look at those old beliefs that you've held since childhood, and just like we said on cluttering a room, just unclutter them. Let them go. Release them, because they're not helpful. And then commit to a life that meets your adult needs rather than your childhood needs, because that will help you to drop any sense of limitation or lack from your life, from your thoughts, and identify more with possibility. But most of all, when you have a new awareness and you change your mind about something that's held you back, not only will you have a new possibility, but you open up yourself to an entire field of new choice. And in that way, really important, you can choose trust over fear, and you can liberate yourself, realizing probably that the prison cell you might be living or think that you're living in was never really locked after all. So again, challenge your story and evaluate what you believe is available to you. So what I'd like to share now is this idea that we are co-creating with the universe and with each other every single day, and that when you're clear about what you value and what you're guided by, your own personal mission, then you get a greater sense of inner peace and that your life is basically good. So in closing, I would like to thank you for listening to our show today. I hope that you will check out my website, heartliving.com, and my Facebook, which is also facebook.com/heartliving. And let you know also that I have a program that is coming in Virginia Beach. It is called Power and Love. It will be held on Saturday, May 30th from 9 to 5 at the Virginia Beach Resort Hotel and Conference Center. It's a phenomenal program all about relationships. You can find more information at heartliving.com. At any rate, thank you so much for listening to our show today. The Heart Living motto is live your life with passion and purpose. And I sincerely wish you the very best. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. It was my pleasure to serve you this evening and live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM. We are at WMEX Boston. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Join us the first Sunday evening of every month at 7 p.m. to explore ways to live a more inspired and passionate life. Gain clarity, balance, and purpose as Cynthia guides you on an enlightening journey of personal transformation. For more information, find Cynthia at her website, heartliving.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/heartliving.